WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Giving the effort to free Eric and Lyle Menendez on parole a major push, the Los Angeles District Attorney saying he'll ask the court tomorrow to re-sentence the brothers to life with possibility of parole for the 1989 murders of their parents. Former President Trump denies the article in the magazine The Atlantic that quotes his former chief of staff, General John Kelly, saying Mr. Trump said that he needs the kind of generals that Hitler had and that Hitler did some good things. A rally for Vice President Harris tonight near Atlanta, former President Obama.
These are serious people. These are this is a decorated soldier and Marine who served in battle. They are not, quote unquote, woke liberals.
McDonald's says it's traced E. coli tainted onions and its quarter pounders to a California-based grower. At least 49 people got sick in 10 states, including one death. This is ABC News. More than 800,000 chickens are slated to be destroyed in Washington state.
An outbreak of bird flu at a farm in Franklin County has led to two confirmed human cases. There were workers brought in to sanitize the facility and expected to recover. State epidemiologist Dr. Scott Lindquist says they don't believe there is any risk to the public.
This is only being seen in agricultural workers.
But cleanup is a monumental task with the destruction and disposal of 800,000 chickens.
They have to deal with the eggs also.
The birds will be gassed with carbon dioxide and the carcasses composted on site. Jeff Pogela, ABC News, Seattle.
A woman in Texas has been charged for allegedly posing as a dentist while unlicensed and unemployed. Angelica Vivas faces two felony counts of practicing dentistry and dental surgery without a license. And the Vivas put at least two patients under anesthesia, also attempted root canals, with at least one patient reportedly needing costly surgeries. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Thanks for bringing up my surgery again.
Speaking of that, Doug texts in. He says, can you put Gordy's surgery live on the air?
The surgeon told me he does one or two of these surgeries a week, so he's acting like, it's no big deal.
It's like going to the liquor store.
Once or twice a week? Yeah. Okay.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Like a surgeon. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission received reports Thursday morning that some local election officials are still experiencing label printing delays for absentee envelope labels. WEC staff continued to work with state partners to pinpoint the root cause and improve label printing time.
Shortly after, the Green Bay City Council held a press conference showing solidarity with the mayor in negotiations with the Packers to extend the lease at Lambeau Field. The team extended a new offer that includes rent increases. It does not, however, include a community benefit statement or economic development in the city. Green Bay City Council President Brian Johnson.
That a lot of these are things that the Packers are already doing in our community. We acknowledge that, and we know that, and we're so appreciative of those investments. However, we want a lease to capture that.
It's now up to the mayor and outside council to evaluate the offer.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks improve on defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks won their season opener last night in Philly, 124-109 over the 76ers. Head coach Doc Rivers very pleased with the effort on defense from Brooke Lopez and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Our bigs protected the basket the entire night, and they made some tough shots. And you can see they were exhausted. You know, driving into the trees, that's exactly what we wanted.
The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL Packers head coach Matt LaFleur bringing in his best friend and former New York Jets head coach Robert Saleh to Green Bay. LaFleur says says he wants the former 49ers defensive coordinator to review the Packers on offense this week. College football, the Badgers host number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Now, the last time Wisconsin beat a top-ranked team at home was in 2010 when they defeated number 1-ranked Ohio State. Luke Fickell.
It's a night game. It's later in the day. We know there's going to create an environment that's going to be really exciting and fun. I think that's what we need to look at, not, hey, what are these guys ranked?
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms in the overnight, upper 40s by sunrise, a south breeze. On Friday, look for some morning clouds, then gradual clearing. Highs near 60 in the afternoon with a northwest breeze. Saturday, sunny, reaching the upper 50s. It's 53 at our studios.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll give away another pair of tickets to Late Night Catechism at the Overture.
And we'll be playing some of the great Wisconsin music with Rocker.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
11 days till the day, probably before or maybe 2 days before we find out what's going on. Keep in mind, Republicans in Pennsylvania back in 2019 to help Donald Trump steal the 2020 election changed the rules of voting in Pennsylvania, which is the largest of all the swing states, the most electoral votes, so that the ballots can't even be counted until all the other ballots have been counted. In other words, it'll be Wednesday or Thursday before we know Pennsylvania's count, probably Wednesday afternoon. And but anyway, 11 days to election day. I'm not holding my breath. I don't think we're going to know Tuesday night. But we'll see. I mean, it could be that there's just an overwhelming wave. A lot to talk about today. Did you catch the CNN town hall last night? It was just amazing. We'll get to that in just a moment. Also, if we don't break the cycle, Trump is always going to lurk in the shadows. We've got to talk about this. And a crazy alert. Can anything get weirder than Tucker Carlson talking about daddy's home? Seriously, we'll get to that. But his own daddy, by the way, used to run NPR, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I guess it's called CPB, the whole thing. In hour two, Dean Obidala is going to drop by. Is Trump America's Hitler? Yeah. But what about his movement? Is MAGA a fascist movement? And yes, it can get even weirder. A MAGA pastor compares women to pigs with gold nose rings and calls for repealing the 19th Amendment. That's the 19th Amendment from 1920 that gave women the right to vote. Also, Phil Itner will drop by with an update from Ukraine. And Craig Unger, the secret history of the treason that, you know, basically brought it. Well, it's called Den of Spies, and the secret history of the treason that, here's the title, Den of Spies, Carter, Reagan, Carter, and the secret history of the treason that stole the White House. Sorry. Got a half a headline here. But anyhow, that's what's up for our show today. Last night in the CNN town hall, Kamala Harris was, quite explicit. She said, Donald Trump is a fascist. She looked right into the camera and said, let's be clear, Donald Trump has an enemies list and I have a to-do list for the American voter, which was just, you know, like the evening's number one moment. Or number two moment. The number one moment was when she was asked, you know, do you think that Donald Trump is a fascist? And she said, yeah. she said, yes, I do. And later she brought it up herself. She said, if elected, Donald Trump will, quote, be a president who admires dictators and is a fascist. Referencing General Kelly's remarks. And keep in mind, General Kelly
is the guy who oversaw the child separation policy for the Trump administration. He was Trump's chief of staff for 2 years. He was his national security advisor before that. And, he was the Secretary of Homeland Security before that. And he oversaw, you know, Trump's attempts to build the wall with Mexico. He was at the forefront of the separation policy. And when he left the administration, Kelly joined the board of a company operating the nation's largest detention center for unaccompanied migrant children. So this is not like not some hero of liberal democracy or some guy who's a Democrat or even, you know, has some compassion for children. This guy was right there in the middle of it with Donald Trump for 2 whole years. And he's coming out and saying Donald Trump is a fascist. And Kamala Harris is citing him. She says his statement to the press, and he's made several statements now to the press, is a, quote, 9/11 call to the American people. She said, I believe Donald Trump is a danger to the well-being and security of the United States of America. And she said that the American people deserve a president who maintains certain standards, which include, quote, certainly not comparing him oneself in a clearly admiring way to Adolf Hitler. Yeah. You know, sadly, I think there's, you know, a couple of generations of young people who really have no, you know, only the fringiest understanding of who Adolf Hitler was. I mean, World War II and Adolf Hitler were a big part of the history that I studied when I was in elementary and middle school back in the 60s, the 50s. But I suspect a lot of that has washed away in the last 3, 4, 5 decades, and, you know, it just ain't happening anymore. Anyhow, after the town hall with Anderson Cooper, Kamala Harris stepped outside and talked to reporters, and she said, this is a window into who Donald Trump really is from the people who know him best, from the people who have worked with him side by side in the Oval Office and at the Situation Room. And as I said, John Kelly didn't just work with Trump side by side. He executed Trump's order to tear children from their mother's breasts, to literally remove nursing children from their mothers and put them in cages. This is the guy who's calling Trump a fascist. Clearly, John Kelly doesn't think he's a fascist, but, I mean, you know, he's also the guy to whom Donald Trump said that American soldiers who died in Normandy, who died storming that beach, who died ending World War II, that those soldiers were suckers and losers. And when he went with Kelly to Arlington and Kelly wanted to visit his own son's grave, Trump was like, why would anybody do that? Why would anybody be willing to get killed for their country? Donald Trump doesn't understand that. He thinks everybody should be as selfish as he is. So here's Donald Trump, you know, being a fascist. Here's John Kelly, General John Kelly, a Marine general, saying Donald Trump is clearly a fascist. He meets the definition of fascist. And then, you know, what do the Republicans say? Chris Sununu, who is, the governor of New Hampshire, the son of the former governor of New Hampshire and the former chief of staff for, was it George Herbert Walker Bush? I think. I'm pretty sure it was John Sununu, Chris. Anyhow, he comes from a New Hampshire political dynasty. So he goes on CNN and he says, look, we've heard a lot of extreme things about Donald Trump, you know, from Donald Trump. It's really just par for the course. Unfortunately, with a guy like that, it's kind of baked into the vote at this point. You know, he was asked right up. So, you know, the guy who worked for him for 2 years, who oversaw his child separation policy, who oversaw his building a wall down on the southern border, the guy who was his chief of staff, who was closest to him for 2 years, out of the 4 years he was in the White House, says the guy's a says Trump's a fascist. Does that change your opinion of Trump? And Sununu is like, no, I'm still going to roll over for him. I'm still afraid of him. I don't want him attacking me. You know, I won't be able to run for political office if he attacks me again. I mean, he's not literally saying those things, but in my mind, that's clearly what he's saying. It's incredible. If we don't break the cycle, a Trump will always lurk in the shadows. This is, I want to get into this, into my my op-ed here today about how because of Citizens United, because of the Supreme Court legalizing political bribery and corruption, we've got billionaires funding fascists in the United States, and it's not going to stop when Trump leaves unless we do something major about it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stick around. We'll get to that in a few minutes. It's 15 minutes past the hour. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three: keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied, berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. It's a darkness creeping near. Can't you feel the chill? It's the echo of a voice that won't ever stand still. Rich man, pull the strings, money speaks too loud. They're feeding lies and anger to a hungry crowd. A trunk will always lurk in the shadows. As long as hate and greed run the show. A trunk will always lurk in the shadows as long as dark money lies and hate dominate politics. Yep, which is the next line in that song. Suddenly it seems the American mainstream media has figured out that Donald Trump is a fascist, and they're talking about it. You know, a lot of commentators, including myself, have wondered out loud, what's going to happen to the Republican Party if Trump loses? Well, let's talk about that for a minute, because I believe that's what's going to happen. I mean, you know, God only knows, but that's what I believe is going to happen. I don't think, and I know I've said in the past that maybe that'll burst their bubble, and to some extent it might. I suspect that there will be a bit of a civil war in the Republican Party, but that said, it seems that most of the Republicans who might have a shred of integrity left have been flushed out of the party, and all you've got left are wimps and sycophants. People who are just terrified of Donald Trump, but not just Trump. They're terrified of the billionaires who are behind Trump. Keep in mind, the vast majority of Trump's funding is coming from a handful of right-wing billionaires, whereas the vast majority of Kamala Harris's funding is coming from donations from people like you and me, $100 donations. But, you know, we've had authoritarian politics in America before. You had John Adams shutting down newspapers and imprisoning publishers. And, you know, Jefferson put an end to that. Dan Sisson and I wrote a book about it, The American Revolution of 1800. You had the Confederacy. It was clearly a fascist movement. It was run and funded almost entirely by the wealthiest men in the South. Lincoln put an end to that. You had the Klan of the 1880s to the 1940s, another fascist movement. Senator Joe McCarthy's 1950s crusade wasn't just supported by American fascists, but he and his friends were actually getting money and support from German Nazis, actual German Nazis. Rachel Maddow blows that all up, tells that story. You know, basically, we've handled these authoritarian movements. But, you know, Adams was defeated by Jefferson. Confederacy was defeated in the Civil War. The Klan lost popular support after World War II. Joe McCarthy was done in by Joseph Welch and Edward R. Murrow. But there are still some structural problems here, and it's really important to recognize them. Five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court put a fascism-friendly time bomb into our body of constitutional law when Lewis Powell in 1978 wrote the decision in First National Bank versus Bilotti, saying that billionaires and corporate persons had a First Amendment right to pour money into politics because money into politics was the same thing as free speech. And then that crime was massively amplified when a different set of five Republicans on the Supreme Court doubled down on legalizing corruption and bribery with Citizens United in 2010. And as a result, today you've got a handful of American billionaires who are quite willing to fund Trump's fascist movement. And I think that they will fund any fascist movement.
On top of that, you know, six corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court itself have thrown in with Trump's fascist movement. Keep in mind, you know, there was the Anderson case before the Supreme Court year before last, which I think was probably the most consequential of the last couple of years. I get it. Dobbs was a big deal. But consider this. The Constitution says, and I quote, "No person shall hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state, who shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid and comfort to the enemies thereof." Donald Trump should not be on the ballot. He led an insurrection against the United States that, had it succeeded, would have overturned the 2020 election. You can't sugarcoat that. But the Supreme Court decided that, well, the Constitution doesn't say what it says. And finally, you know, we see all this evidence that Republicans are continuing in this fascist tradition with these smarmy, greasy Republican politicians like Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham and Mike Johnson and Chris Sununu going on TV every Sunday on the talk shows and Sunday politics shows and going, "Oh, yeah, we still support Donald. Oh, don't worry. Yes, maybe he's a fascist, but it's not that big a deal." You know, it's just weird stuff. Trump, you know, has a significant advantage here. He's a lifelong liar. He was trained. NBC spent millions to train him to do television. So he has kind of an advantage over other Republicans should there be an effort to replace him. And I think there will be if he loses this election. You know, almost certainly. I mean, he's not going to run for re-election in 4 years. So who's it going to be? I don't think there's anybody yet who has his level of willingness to lie and ability to cause people to believe his lies. But somebody, I guarantee you, somebody is going to step up and say, "Oh, no, I'm the next Donald Trump." And they're going to do it with lies and fascism. Is it going to be Josh Hawley? Is it going to be Tom Cotton? Is it going to be Ted Cruz? Who do you think is going to be the next fascist leader of the Republican Party? Or do you think that I'm wrong? Do you think that it's possible that, regardless of Citizens United and the Supreme Court, that the fascist movement will die with Donald Trump? And what do we do about this? I mean, in the 40s, we dealt with fascists. Hollywood did. The army did. We need to be speaking out loudly.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be right back with a crazy alert about Tucker Carlson and your calls. Stay tuned. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com, N-O-K-B-O-X. com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com. Attention, American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about: title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their own names, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever even knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today by going to HomeTitleLock.com
and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you'll get your first 30 days of triple lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at hometitlelock.com/TOM.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Giving the effort to free Eric and Lyle Menendez on parole a major push, the Los Angeles District Attorney saying he'll ask the court tomorrow to re-sentence the brothers to life with possibility of parole for the 1989 murders of their parents. Former President Trump denies the article in the magazine The Atlantic that quotes his former chief of staff, General John Kelly, saying Mr. Trump said that he needs the kind of generals that Hitler had and that Hitler did some good things. A rally for Vice President Harris tonight near Atlanta, former President Obama.
These are serious people. These are this is a decorated soldier and Marine who served in battle. They are not, quote unquote, woke liberals.
McDonald's says it's traced E. coli-tainted onions and its quarter pounders to a California-based grower. At least 49 people got sick in 10 states, including one death. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 9 Wisconsin counties have record-breaking unemployment numbers, according to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. The announcement came from Governor Tony Evers on Wednesday. Meanwhile, up in the Northwoods, they're making long-term plans for climate change. The Department of Natural Resources announced a new proposal for Rib Mountain State Park. Downhill skiing has been the focal point of the park for decades, but with a 5-degree Fahrenheit increase expected by 2041, the area will be getting less snow. Tony Schumacher, owner of the Great Lakes Weather Service.
For the past 20 years in Michigan and Wisconsin, we definitely have seen an increase in rain and thaw events throughout the winter season. Some 30 or 40 years ago, it was more common to be able to open the ski hills in this part of the world generally in mid-November. Now it's often been getting pushed back to late November or even into mid-December.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're getting on in years and trying to get on the Golden Bachelorette just to meet girls, here is one girl you will not have a shot at. Martha Stewart told Andy Cohen on his Watch What Happens Live podcast that she would never appear on the Golden Bachelorette, not even for big bucks, because the guys aren't hot enough. Soap icon Susan Lucci also stated she was contacted by the show, but declined. Are man boobs and beer guts out? Did I miss a meeting? Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer have finally buried the hatchet and ended their decades-long feud. On a recent episode of Danson and Woody Harrelson's Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, the two discussed their 30-year tiff. Danson said he recalled getting angry at Grammer on the set of Cheers, and it just sort of stuck for three decades. Danson apologized to Grammer on the show, who said he had no hard feelings and all is now well. Thank goodness. In a related story, Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer were in a decades-long feud. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms in the overnight, upper 40s by sunrise, a south breeze. On Friday, look for some morning clouds, then gradual clearing. Highs near 60 in the afternoon with a northwest breeze. Saturday, sunny, reaching the upper 50s. It's 53 at our studios.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. We lighten it up with Milwaukee Record Monthly, and this shouldn't be a thing to close it out. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
And now, just get this. This is, actually, let me preface this by pointing out that, you know, there is this model of the difference between the Democratic and Republican Party. George Lakoff laid this out to begin with. And it's that the Republicans in general, and conservatives more broadly, want a father figure. They want the strict parent. They want a punishing father who will keep the country in line and slap around the bad guys and, you know, protect us all. They want daddy. Whereas Democrats want a nurturing family. They want the whole family. They want dad and mom and the kids to, you know, everybody has a say and everybody has, you know, yes, there's, you know, normal family dynamics and all that kind of stuff, but so you've got this strict parent versus the nurturing family model, the strict parent Republican, nurturing family Democratic. Now, Tucker Carlson last night. These words are Tucker Carlson's verbatim. Quote, there has to be a point at which dad comes home. Yeah, that's right. Dad comes home and he's pissed. Dad is pissed. He's not vengeful. He loves his children, disobedient as they may be. And when dad gets home, you know what he says? You've been a bad girl. You've been a bad little girl, and you're getting a vigorous spanking right now. And no, it's not going to hurt me more than it hurts you. No, it's not. I'm not going to lie. It's going to hurt you a lot more than it hurts me. End quote. End of quote. Now, it gets even, and that, just, you know, Tucker Carlson's little speech, that got, I mean, that just lit up social media. James Singer, this is effing weird. Chris Jackson, a local political party chair in Tennessee, says these people are absolutely sick. Lincoln Project, Tucker thinks daddy government needs to come in and control your life because you're not capable of making your own decisions. If you're a coward like Tucker, you might love iron-fisted tyrants like Putin and Trump, but here in America, we don't lick anyone's boots. And then Trump gets on stage, and CNN even remarked about this, and the crowd starts chanting, "Daddy's here." That was a huge crowd, by the way. I mean, this stadium was full. "Daddy's here." Wow. I mean, this is just, it's mind-boggling. All right, so what's on your mind today? Rocco in Chicago. Hey, Rocco, what's up? Rocco?
Hello. Hey, listen, sorry. I got some noise in the background right now. Hello, is this Tom?
That is, you're on the air.
Tom, listen. You know, Michelle Obama said you got to do something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got something that people can do, all right? We got to push this lady. We got to make her go from Madam Vice President to Madam President. And here's the deal. Call banking. You know?
Phone banking.
You may talk to your five or six friends. Talk to your five or six friends. But here's the deal. Go to Google. Harris Walls and phone banking, every state of the union, red and blue, we're all calling in to those battleground states,
mm-hmm.
reminding people to vote.
Right.
Now, as an individual, you may sit down for 3 hours and only talk to 15 people, okay? But you got to remember, there's thousands of these phone banks going on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's going to push this thing over. This is what's going to make this happen. People can get involved. I mean, you can sit there like a nervous wreck and worry about what's going to happen. But, you know, you can also do something, and you can do something that's productive. Yes, your portion will be very accumulative, but you can do something.
Yeah, I agree, Rocco. And it's a little late now for sending out postcards, but phone banking and door knocking, just going door to door, too. Those are both great opportunities, and we do need to get the vote out, particularly in the battleground states.
Could you remind people through the day to do this? That they can get involved, that they can do this. Please remind people to do this. You're not doing it for me, Tom.
Yeah. I got it, Rocco. Thanks a lot for the call. Thank you for the inspiration. It's a good one. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, hi, Tom. I got to get this off my chest. We can no longer call the Republican Party Republicans. This is a fascist party. It's not just Trump. Mm-hmm. No Republican has come out and criticized Trump for embracing Hitler. This is just unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
But, we can no longer call them Republicans. This is a fascist party.
Yep.
And I wanted to ask you also this.
And let me just add to that, Alfredo, if I can.
Sure.
I was just seeing an article about a couple of Salem media guys, Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager, I think. Doing in front of 1,000 people yesterday or the day before, doing an event, promoting Trump. We've got fascist media too. It's across multiple radio networks and systems, hundreds of radio shows, right wing radio shows. You've got three fascist television networks now. The Murdoch family is clearly all in on fascism. Let's just call it what it is. Yes. Back to you, Alfredo.
How pathetic is this party? Even Mitch McConnell was calling Trump an idiot, among other things, and he's still endorsing this guy.
I know.
They have no moral fiber, no ethical standards whatsoever.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you also, you mentioned that the Republicans passed this law in Pennsylvania that... They will count the votes only on the last day.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you, my feeling is that Pennsylvania is going to be the battleground for a stop the count try for these people trying to overturn,
All right.
the election. What do you think about that?
I agree. I think it's extremely likely. I think it's a high probability. Yeah. We'll see. But clearly the Republicans have a strategy. They're going to do everything they can to get this thing to the Supreme Court and then get the Supreme Court to throw it to the House of Representatives, where Trump will be elected, whether we like it or not. There's no doubt in my mind.
Boy. Well, thank you for everything you're doing, Tom.
Yeah.
I get all my news from you every day. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Alfredo. I appreciate the call. Mark in Long Beach, California. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Good morning, Tom.
Hey.
I just had 2 points for you.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, on MSNBC, I heard if Humphrey in 68 had done a better job of distancing himself from LBJ and had the election been just 1 week later, Humphrey would have won. In your opinion, is Kamala Harris doing a good job distancing herself from Biden?
Well, it's Kamala Harris, first off, and let me just speak to Humphrey for a moment. Humphrey, LBJ and Hubert Humphrey had worked out a peace deal with both North and South Vietnam in June, July, and August of 1968. Richard Nixon learned about it and sabotaged it in September. So Humphrey, and the election was in November, so Humphrey really didn't have time to distance himself from LBJ. And LBJ was not willing to allow him to point out that Richard Nixon had just committed treason because he was concerned that that would destroy the Republican Party and cause people to lose faith in our government. It was a very different time. In terms of Kamala Harris distancing herself from Joe Biden, she's, last night on CNN, she said, I'm my own person. I have my own experiences. I'm not running for a second Biden term. I will be doing things my own way. She said that repeatedly. For her to, as a sitting vice president, for her to actually challenge Biden to say, no, I don't agree with his policy with regard to Israel and Gaza, for example, which I think is probably going to be at the top of her list, that would be actually destructive. And I think that would hurt her with a chunk of the Democratic constituency. So I think she's walking a very, very delicate and dangerous line, and that's what she's got to do.
And then the second one is, I missed your show yesterday. I try and listen to you every day. And I just wanted to know if you are aware of two Georgia State Supreme Court decisions that is going to help the Democrats in regards to the election.
What are those?
One is, oh my gosh, I had them on the tip of my tongue, but if you go on Yahoo or Google, the Democrats were very happy. They sued, and I couldn't believe it, but it was two decisions. And I hope during your break, maybe you could,
you will see, and maybe you can tell your audience. Okay. Thank you, Mark. It's 45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Picking up your calls here. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Coming soon to the Overture Center, Late Night Catechism.
Some rulers lead by example. Others lead with a ruler.
I am a Roman general. All right, all you village people, sit up in your seat, will you please?
Late Night Catechism.
Are you putting on lipstick in my class?
Attendance is mandatory.
I'm wearing 30 pounds of gabardine here, huh?
Come for the laughs.
Don't miss Late Night Catechism at the Overture Center.
Get your tickets today at tickets.overture.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. you are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. And AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and so-called organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it can be really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. In the land of the free. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. John in Niles, Michigan. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I really appreciate it. You and your callers, and I'll be very brief for you and your call, other callers, because they're very important. Just a fun and very effective way to get out the vote, which is very consequential. And don't worry about calling people or even knocking on doors. I'll give you an example real quick here. This morning I asked my family physician and his RN to please vote, and I said it was very consequential. And then I saw my cardiologist and the RN, as well as three billing people, seven people total this morning, that the vote, please vote, it's very consequential. So, you know, whether you go to your doctors or the supermarket cashiers, Lowe's or Home Depot cashiers, convenience stores, all you have to say is please vote. It's very consequential.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say, Tom.
Well, that's brilliant, John. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate the call. James in North Hollywood. Hey, James, what's up?
Yes. I'm just concerned that the Democrats and maybe particular Kamala Harris don't really clearly explain what, like, fascism. How many people in America really understand what fascism is?
Yeah, I'm guessing probably less than 15%.
So when you say that, they don't understand what that would mean for them if
yeah, you know, when I was watching Kamala Harris's town hall last night, there were a couple of questions where I was like, you know, she really needs to drill down and explain these things. It was I don't know, it was kind of disappointing.
Yeah, for instance, like, you know, they accuse her of flip-flopping on the fracking thing. Well, The fact of the matter is, if you say, like, okay, yeah, I was against fracking because I was worried about the environment. Well, the environment is a concern. However, the fact is that our needs for energy increase 2% every year, and that we can't keep up unless we invest in, like Microsoft and Amazon are investing in nuclear energy. Mm. Well, that takes years to develop. So in the meantime, We need fracking.
Yeah,
I
get it. But back to the point of explaining fascism, I thought she should have said, when she was using the word fascist, she should have followed it up by saying, and Donald Trump wants to put me in prison. Donald Trump wants to put John Kelly
and Mark Milley in front of a firing squad. These are the things that fascists do. They will come to your house. They will drag you out. They're going to build concentration camps. This is what fascists do. And she didn't. But I have a feeling that more of that's coming. James, thanks for the call. Bob in Kingston, Michigan. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Now that Trump has become a dictator and all that kind of stuff, could you mention what gun control is like in other countries that are, have dictators like Korea and North Korea and stuff?
Well, I think all over the world, you see governments, whether they're run by dictators or whether they're run by you know, the people, saying that guns are instruments that are designed explicitly to kill people, setting aside, you know, hunting weapons, and they need to be regulated because they're deadly. There's a reason why we require driver's licenses and liability insurance to drive a car, because cars can kill people. I mean, you know, in Switzerland, for example, you know, you've got to have, if you even your hunting rifle has to be registered. Same thing in Germany, same thing in France. I mean, most of these democratic countries have pretty rigorous gun control laws. And the result of that is that, you know, here in the United States, where we have virtually none, the leading cause of childhood death is bullets. We're the only country, literally the only country in the world where that's the case, whether it's a dictatorship or a democracy, Bob.
Yeah, I agree with you, but
I get the gun manufacturers, in an effort to make more hundreds of billions of dollars in profits, have been promoting this idea for a long, long time that the first thing dictators do is they take away people's guns. The fact of the matter is, when Adolf Hitler became Chancellor of Germany, there were strong gun control laws in place. He actually loosened the gun control laws, and the Hitler Youth had shooting and rifles as part of their training. So Hitler did the opposite. He essentially made it easier for people to be armed. And a lot of those arms were used then to harass and even kill Jews, gays, and what they called communists and socialists. So, you know, I don't buy this thing that, you know, guns are the thing that prevent tyranny. I just don't buy it. I get it, you know, the American Revolution was fought with guns and all that kind of thing, but if you think that, you know, having an armed populace is going to back down politicians, you're living in the 17th century or the 18th century. It just is not the case any longer, Bob.
Yeah, I thought maybe they'd take them away.
Who does what? Dictators take away guns?
Well, fascists. Yeah.
Yeah, well, occasionally. Like, I mean, some do, some don't. I don't know about Mussolini. I'm not sure about Pinochet, but certainly Hitler didn't take away guns. Hitler made guns more easily available. Bob, I got to run. We're hitting the top of the hour here. Dean Obidala is going to drop by on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
So let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, an impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is TOM.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our last Freaky Friday, so we're giving you a double dose with Frank Anderson and your favorite goth consonite, Taylor Nicole. And it's a Bar Band Friday with Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.